Dictation for Richard Brandt, B as in boy, R-A-N-D-T, December 29, 34. Address as a letter to Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y. Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N. NP, 588-5052. Dear Stacy, consultation, Mr. Brandt Richard, progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with son. He uses a walker. There has been problems of CHF, volume overload. Follows with cardiology, Dr. Felten, F-E-L-T-E-N. Has edema. Recently added metolazone for 3 days, did not work. Supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction. He believes that his weight and appetite is normal. No vomiting, dysphagia. Stools fluctuates between normal to loose, no bleeding. Has frequency urgency, small volumes, no cloudiness or blood. Prior prostate surgery for enlargement of the prostate, no cancer. Also sees gastroenterology, Dr. Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y. Inflammatory bowel disease on treatment. A stable edema, no ulcers. Prior fall few months back. Denies the use of oxygen CPA machine inhalers. Denies orthopnea PND. Denies recent chest pain. He's hard of hearing. Next paragraph, his past medical history for coronary artery disease, prior bypass, as well as stents. He has a 3-lead pacer, CRT pacer, but apparently the left ventricle lead was disconnected during procedure and is not working. Has inflammatory bowel disease, arrhythmia, hypertension, atrial fibrillation and ablation, congestive heart failure, systolic, diastolic, chronic back pain, spinal stenosis, enlargement of the prostate, resection, hyperlipidemia, arthritis, prior ligation of the left atrial appendage at the time of open heart surgery, progressive renal failure, anxiety, depression. Next paragraph, surgeries included. Open heart surgery, the use of LIMA bypass and ligation of the left atrial appendix. Also many stents, he says 10. Bilateral inguinal hernia repair, TURP. Fall fracture and surgery on the right femur, 2 laminectomies, biventricular pacemaker. However, the left lead not working. There were complications of procedure with infection. Two regular pacemakers, eventually the present device. Next paragraph, allergies include codeine, neomycin, tetracycline, terramycin, statins, adhesive tape, honeybee venom, Reopro, R-E-O-P-R-O. Next paragraph, medications, Prilosec, nitrates, ketosine, K-I-T-O-S-Y-N, aspirin, Miralax, Coreg, Lisinopril, Farxiga, Aldactone, Bumex, Sirtec, Flomax, oral budesonide, and Praluent, P-R-A-L-U-E-N-T, every 2 weeks, cholesterol. He admits taking Motrin. ...800 milligrams once a day for the last 10 days, that is going to be a stop. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, he's still grieving, passing away of wife. Years married. Next paragraph. He denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke seizures, liver abnormalities, no kidney stones, is not aware of blood protein in the urine, and apparently no blood transfusion. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 173 pounds, 66 inches tall. Blood pressure 112/73, on the left side a 90 over 56. Hard of hearing, uses a walker, kyphosis. No gross respiratory distress. Pacemaker reading at 70. Lungs are clear distant. Distant heart tones, no pericardial rap. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. Device on the right upper chest, no ascites, no peritonitis, no gross edema today, or minimal, pulses decrease. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine has progressively risen over the last 5 years. Back in 2020, creatinine fluctuated between 1.3 and 1.8 for a GFR 36 to 53. Back in November, on hospital admission, around 1.8 to 1.9. January 1.8, April 1.6, July 3.4. August 3.95, representing a GFR 14 stage 5, low sodium upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal albumin calcium, phosphorus elevated at 6. Two plus of blood in the urine, negative for protein. No bacteria seen, 5 to 10 white blood cells, 2 plus leukocyte esterase. Urine culture, however, was negative. Hemoglobin high at 16, high white blood cell platelet count, predominance of neutrophils. back in January, PTH 107. At that time, urine also showing blood, leukocytes erased, no bacteria and no protein. Back in December, albumin creatinine ratio less than 30, which is normal. Through the years, it has fluctuated from normal to as high as 149, but not persistent. He has good control cholesterol LDL, however, high triglycerides and low HDL. PSA suppressed last year at 0.1 with normal thyroid. I requested a kidney ultrasound, reported as 9 centimeters on the right, without obstruction, left side at 10.6. No obstruction, no stone masses, no urinary distension. The renal parenchyma is increased echogenicity and vein. Back in June last year, a CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis, no contrast. Again, kidneys without obstruction or masses. Normal liver. Spleen. Prior acute fractures, right side of the ribs, number 7 and 9, from falling episode. Last echo is November, ejection fraction mildly decreased 47, enlargement of the left atrium. There was hypokinesia, apical left ventricle, the pacemaker, right ventricle considered normal, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, tricuspid regurgitation. Back in November, discharge summary review. He was treated for CHF decompensation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. There is hematuria without proteinuria. He also has diastolic congestive heart failure. Recent exposure to Motrin that was discontinued. Recent efforts of diuresis, although on physical exam blood pressure is in the low side, and I don't see major edema. Already off metolazone. Remains, however, on low dose Bumex. Low dose of lisinopril. Given the presence of hematuria white blood cells in the urine without bacteria, and the progressive renal failure. In the differential diagnosis, we have to consider interstitial nephritis, but also glomerular disease. He has minor electrolyte acid-base abnormalities. He's tolerating aldactone. He's taking multiple medications that can be associated to interstitial nephritis, including Prilosec and others. We are going to monitor chemistries and add serology for vasculitis. He's 90 years old, and we need to define how aggressive he wants to be on the diagnostic testing, including a renal biopsy. Discuss with the patient and son the meaning of advanced renal failure, potential facing dialysis based on symptoms. Continue to follow enter dictation.